Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to talk about a couple of items that are very pertinent to this time of the year. And this is kind of important for people to make sure they understand what they get from their companies, whether it's stocks or insurance. And we want to talk about some things that you'll be getting in the mail. And what do you do with them? Are they taxable, et cetera, et cetera? So, Leanne, why don't you start out with dividends? What are dividends?
Well, dividends are earnings by the companies. And we're in earnings seasons right now.
Right now is big time
right
dividends.
Now. Dividends have been increasing since we saw the companies holding so much cash and they were making extra money. They went ahead and they increased their dividends.
Well, let's define it. What is a dividend?
It's an earning from the company that's paid out to the shareholder.
Okay, the shareholders get them.
The shareholders get them. Now, as we go into the end of the year, we look very carefully at how much in the dividend area people were paid. And especially if you had mutual funds, you're going to find out that the mutual funds, especially with the big companies, are paying dividends. And you're going to find out that they're not only going to probably have extra dividends that they're going to have to declare for taxes, but they may also have some real big capital gains. The capital gains simply means that the companies that are in the mutual fund have probably been sold, part of their assets have been sold. And so what's going to happen is they're going to have the capital gains from that fund if they made extra money.
No, wait a minute. Now you've gone from dividends to capital gains.
Both of them are taxable.
Wait a minute. Those are not the same items.
Nope, they're two different things.
Okay, so a dividend is paid out to a holder of stock.
Correct.
And that is the bountiful payment that the owner or the company has that's going to give to the stock because they own the stock and they're giving them a share of their money back.
Right.
Now, what's capital gains are different. Now, there's realized and unrealized capital gains.
Realized capital gains means something was sold and that was sold for a profit.
Okay, so now we've sold some of the stocks and now we're getting some of the money back.
You're getting money back, but you have to pay taxes on it.
Okay. What's an unrealized capital gain?
Means the value has gone up, but you haven't sold anything, so you haven't realized a capital gain.
So you'll get a number that says unrealized capital gains. It means the value went from a dollar to a dollar and a quarter.
Doesn't make any difference.
But it doesn't make any difference. You don't have to pay any taxes on that because it hasn't been sold.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the big thing is mutual funds are starting to come out with their earnings, and they're starting to come out with their dividends and their capital gains. Because in a mutual fund, you will have a professional money manager who's gone ahead and bought and sold those stocks or those investments within that mutual fund, and therefore he or she is passing on the capital gains of the individual stock, individuals who are holding that mutual fund, along with any dividends, and they might be quite big this year.
Why?
Simply because we've had such a nice market.
The market has been very kind this year.
It's been very kind. In fact, a lot of individuals, especially the older individuals, look at the dividends as something that they can count on for income. And there's a list of dividend leaders. I'm going to just read some of them because their yield, or in other words, what is it giving back to the client or to the customer, is really quite high in certain cases. For instance, Reynolds American Incorporated has a 4.9% yield. Vodafone has a 4.2% yield. Lockheed Martin has a 3.9%. Paycheck has a 3.3%. Waste Management has 3.3%. These are the percent or the yields. Now, it's interesting to watch to see what happens, because Waste Management, as an example, has raised their dividends every year, and they're still doing very, very well. In fact, there was a little bit of an article that I had to kind of chuckle at, because it says, trash provides steady earnings. And they are saying the Waste Management pays a quarterly dividend of 36.5 cents a share, almost double what it paid in 2004. So the annualized yield at 3.3% versus 2.42% for the Standard & Poor's 500. Basically, what has happened here, the company has raised the dividend in each of the past 10 years, and 9 years the increase came in May. So what we see going on is simply we will have taxes that we have to pay on these earnings or dividends. And if we sold something for a profit, or the portfolio manager sold for a profit, then they are going to pass that down to their shareholders or to the individuals who hold either the stocks or the mutual funds.
And it's taxable.
And it is taxable. But there's one case where it's not taxable. Where would that be?
Well, that's in a that's another dividend, though. Oh, wait a minute. You mean in an IRA?
Okay.
I didn't know where you're going. You've got to let me know on these things. You can't throw this up to me like that.
Well, at any rate, in an IRA, people have asked us, do we have to pay tax on the dividends and capital gains within our IRA? Absolutely not. Nothing happens that you have to declare inside of your IRA. Only when you pull money from your IRA that you have to declare that as income. Otherwise, if it isn't just a regular portfolio, yes, you will have to look at the dividends and capital gains that you have acquired for profit, if it's paid out to you, or if you even reinvest it. Because that's the same as they give you the choice. It can be reinvested, for instance, in mutual funds or in your individual stock, but they could have paid it to you. So if they could pay it to you outside of your IRA, remember, just a regular account, then it is taxable. So that is one big thing that we're going to watch very, very closely as we go into the end of the year.
So you think it's going to be a good dividend year?
I think it will be a good dividend year, and everybody loves to get those dividends, but sometimes they don't want to pay taxes on it.
One of the results of having a good year, it's the devil that you got to pay your taxes on it, but it's awful nice to get the money.
And they're starting to declare now. So they're starting to say, this is what, especially the mutual funds, they're starting to say, this is what we're going to pay to you. And so by doing that and checking out those dividends and capital gains, you may find that you want to get rid of something a little bit ahead of time so you don't have a huge taxable gain.
If you got some loss leaders, you might want to sell some losses.
Sell some to offset that.
Some of those gains, yes.
So you say you bought a mutual fund for $20,000, and all at once you saw dividends and capital gains that are coming out there from that particular mutual fund, you could sell something there, and then you may have a loss at another mutual fund, and you could offset it by the gain.
A little planning.
A little planning goes into it. But, you know, there's not only dividends and capital gains within stocks and within mutual funds, but you also have dividends in life insurance.
And that's where I thought you were going last time.
No, I tricked you.
Life insurance also, some life insurance has a dividend. What we really need to do is define what a dividend is in a life insurance contract. A dividend is simply a return of excess premiums. Now, when I started in the business 44 years ago, oh my.
That's a while ago.
There were most of the major players were participating companies. Participating meant they gave dividends.
I was going to ask you what participating meant in this case.
Participating means you participate in the growth of the company. That's really a misnomer because it's not really true. What they really do is they overcharge you and they give you money back. And they say, oh, isn't this wonderful? We gave you back 3% of your money. Big deal. They overcharge you in the first place. But many of those participating companies have now demutualized.
Now, you better explain that.
They came out as a stock company. They became a stock company. They issued stock so that the policyholders, and again, the way they talk about it is it's not really true, but the policyholders in a mutual company owned the company. Well, it was really run by the board of directors. They didn't care about the policyholders. But now they've issued stock, so people who have stock really own the company. And the reason they did that was to become, they couldn't raise capital fast enough. So now let's go back to the dividends. A dividend is simply a return of excess premiums. A dividend is not taxable.
Because it's excess premiums, premiums you've already paid.
Unless they give you back more money than you put in.
Correct.
Probably not going to happen. But the most important thing about a dividend is where should it be? There's five or six different options. The most best, that's good for next English teacher, place to do a dividend is to buy paid-up additions, because that's you get the best bang for your buck on paid-up additions, paid-up ads.
So you're just adding to your
adding
insurance.
To your death benefit, and you have some cash value in there also. So yes, dividends are from a mutual participating company, and they're non-taxable unless they're giving you back more than what you put in.
Garwin, we also have annuities, and people can go into annuities in two different ways. They can go into it like an IRA, which is called qualified, because it will qualify for taxes down the line like a regular IRA, or non-qualified. Now, all at once, you have an annuity that's going to pay out to you in this non-qualified annuity. Something happens there. They pay out a portion of the value and a portion that is excess.
Okay, this is very complicated, and I'll try to explain it pretty rapidly. If you put in $10,000 and you start taking an income off of that $10,000, this is non-qualified, this is non-IRA, a portion of that is exempt from taxes.
Because you put the money in.
Because you put your own money
place.
In. So as the payment comes out, a portion of that is non-taxable. And depending on how much you put in and how much you're taking out, you'll have a 1099 from the insurance company, but it may be very small. It may only be 8, 9, or 10% of the total payout. So some of it's exempt from, the bulk of it will be exempt from taxes on non-qualified. Obviously, on a qualified, an IRA or a 401k or anything like that, that entire amount is taxable.
We also have something we call tax-exempt bonds, and that simply says, like in Minnesota, they have gotten an interest rate, and with that interest rate, it's not going to be taxable either by the state or the feds. That doesn't happen in all states. So you may get information on what you received, but it would not be taxable. But you still have to bring everything to the tax man.
They want to know about it, and they'll ask about it, and why haven't you declared it? Even though it may not be taxable, they want it down so they know what's going on. Any quick questions, comments, Leanne?
No, just keep an eye on your portfolio. Just watch it. And don't be surprised if dividends are pretty good size this year, along with the capital gains.
Everybody loves to have big checks. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you've got any comments or questions, give us a call at 651-436-3997 or
651-365-5000.
Talk to you next week.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.